Blog Talk Radio.
Every move I make, every single day, every time I pray, I'll be missing you.
good, everybody? Of course, it's your boy, Brooklyn Black. Free Game Radio. Today is March 11th, 2011. Brooklyn Black, Tasha be in the building.
Yo.
Tonight's show is dedicated to the memory of my former friend, Leanna Portella. Today is her birthday. She would have been 28 today. So pardon me if you guys feel me hear me getting a little emotional. Like I said, it's her birthday. And it is what it is. We're going to get into the pregame throwbacks, of course, and we're going to still be celebrating big as well. So call us up, 347-857-4302. Brooklyn Black Tasha B. Go to pregame throwbacks, and we'll be back in a minute.
Right. hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle, another drug to juggle, another day, another struggle.
Would you kill for me? The act of making love.
Don't you show me love.
When I met you, I admit my first thoughts was a trick. You look so good, huh? I suck on your daddy's dick. I never felt that way in my life. It didn't take long before I made you my wife. Got no rings and shit, just my main squeeze. Coming to the crib, even had a set of keys. During the day, you helped me bag up my nickels. In the process, I admit I tricked a little. But you was my bitch, the one that never snitched. Tell me when I'm broke or when I'm filthy fucking rich. And I admit, when the time is right, the wine is right, I treat you right. Your talk slick, I beat you right. I want a bitch that like to play CeeLo and crack, back and gas in a coach bag, steaming dime bags. A real bitch is all I want, all I ever had. With a box just as strong as me, toting guns just as long as me. The bitch belongs with me. Any plans with another bitch, my bitch is swollen. One day she used my toothbrush to clean the toilet. So in my clothes out the window, so when the wind blows, I see my polos and Timbos. Hide my car keys so I can't leave. A real slick bitch, keep a trick up her sleeve. And if I deceive, she won't take it lightly. She'll invite me politely to fight G. And then we lie together, cry together. I swear to God, I hope we fucking die together.
Just me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch.
Plan out my robberies on my enemies. Didn't hesitate to squeeze to get my life out of danger. One day she put 911 on the pager. Had to call back whether it's minor or major. No response, the phone just rung. Grab my vest, grab my gun to find out the problem. When I pulled up, police was on the scene. Had to make the U-turn, make sure my shit was clean. Drove down the block, stashed the burner in the bushes. Stepped to police with the shoves and the pushes. It didn't take long before the tears start. I saw my bitch dead with the gunshot to the heart. And I know it was meant for me. I guess the niggas felt they had to kill the closest one to me. And when I find them, their life is to an end. They killed my best friend. Me and my bitch.
Me and my bitch. Me and my bitch. Me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch. Me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch. Me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch. Me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch.
So when did you first start rapping?
I was like about 18 years old. Yeah. About 18.
So, how did you first get started? Who influenced you?
Ain't nobody really influenced me, you know what I'm saying? I just was just tired of being on the streets, you know what I'm saying? I had to get up off that, you know?
I see. So, where you from?
Brooklyn.
Yeah, we are live back. Creep Gang Radio. Y'all already know what it is. We got Willie B, our special featured artist in the building. We still gonna get it popping, get it going. Like I told you guys already, tonight's show is dedicated to the memory of my dear friend Deanna Portella, served in the U.S. military. We're gonna get into a whole bunch of other stuff today. Call us up 347-857-4302. Our main topic for tonight. Check out. excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, but tonight's topic will be. How can you tell your lover that they're not doing their thing, they're not satisfying you in the bedroom? You know, how do you tell them? What way can you tell them? We're going to get a female point of view and a male point of view. You know, how do you tell them before you go get the side pieces and the jump balls and everything like that? You know, because you want to keep the relationship good and everything. So how could you tell them that they're not doing their thing? But call us up 347-857-4302. I'm chilling today, and like I said, today it's been a solemn week. We actually also I want to give a big shout out, rest in peace, to the family of artist Q Bezel, Fly Guy Romeo, all his people. They left in Brooklyn. Q Bezel, he passed earlier this week from a heart attack, and my main regret, because I've had the pleasure, the prestige, honor of hearing him rap freestyle off the top of the dome on MFIR Radio, so big shout out to them over there. LB, Miss Brooklyn, Miss New Shoes, big shout out to them over there. Like I said, I had the pleasure of hearing him freestyle, and my only regret is that I didn't get the time to have him on pregame radio. But as soon as I get music from him, I will be playing it. So big shout out to his crew, his family, Fly Guy Romeo. My condolences from everyone here at pregame radio. And also, we commemorated the 40th anniversary of the passing of the late, great Notorious B.I.G. For those who missed it, I did have a tribute show on Wednesday. It was a good thing. We did the thing, MFR Radio, they did a tribute show as well. So, always big shout out to MFR Radio. Big shout out to our sponsors, Bell Keys Communications, Tough Wire. Check them out, toughwire.com. And we're doing the dance today. Pregame Radio is brought to you in part by OTM Enterprises with Associate Bell Keys Communications and Tough Wire. So we're going to bring it to you tonight. Once again, happy birthday, Deanna. I miss you. I love you. But like I said, we got the homie Willie B in the building. Willie, what's good, man?
Yo, what's poppin'?
What's going on now?
Shit, man, I'm chillin', man. You know, this Friday night, a little early, you know what I'm saying, about to head to the homie Schoolboy Q show and shit in Hollywood. What's good with y'all, though?
Okay. Okay, so for those who don't know, this is your floor to do it. Now, saying, let's get your formal introduction going.
All right.
Take your name, where you're from, what you bring to the table.
All right, man. Willie B., out of Compton, California, by way of Linwood, California. I'm a producer, rapper, songwriter. You know what I mean? That about it. You know what I'm saying? Follow a nigga on Twitter. Let's go, Willie. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with the East Coast heavy. That's all about. That's about it, man. Simple dude. You know what I'm saying? Producer for TDE, Top Dog Entertainment, out of Carson, California. We breed the artists J-Rock, Kendrick Lamar, Schoolboy Q, and Ab Soul. So that's what it is.
Okay, that's what's up. So now we got you here early on the check, and we're gonna try to get you going and everything else. I'm gonna give you a quick rundown on what we got you in store for pregame radio. I got your tracks. We're gonna play your tracks.
Right.
Call us up 347-857-4302. As of right now, I'm looking for guest panel members. Why? Because we're gonna critique the music of Willie B. Alright, we got the three tracks. Of course, Majority Rules. We're gonna listen for certain things. We're gonna listen as far as the beat, your lyrics, originality, your flow, delivery. We're gonna be looking for everything. Well, that's what I'm looking for. But of course, never my voice, my vote doesn't count. It's always up to the people. Alright, because it's for the people. This is how we're gonna do. So if the majority of your tracks are thumbs up, you're what we call pregame approved. That gets you, of course, instant slot on the pregame radio mixtape. You get a month-long promotion on the show. Your tracks are circulated on the show as far as airplay and everything like that. So it's a whole lot of story. It's not just you coming here and you waste your time and you're doing this for your health. You know, of course, it's pretty much free promo, free publicity and all that, but you're getting something for it. You know what I'm saying? People out in the East Coast, they're going to know who you are by the end of tonight, and that's word is born.
Word.
All right,
for sure. I'm with it.
All right, so that's what it is. We're going to throw it in real quick, but we're going to get to a quick musical interlude. Everybody stand up. This is the homie, Jay Latchaw. He's been circulating this song real heavy, real. Matter of fact, even before I get to that, Willie, I don't know if you're an NBA fan. I don't know what team you rock with. If you're in Cali, you more likely rocking with the Lakers.
Hell no.
Who you rocking with? What team you rocking with?
Orlando Magic.
Okay. all that, no matter, I'm not 100% they played last night, but me, you know, in New York, I'm a hometown dude. You know, if I was born and raised in New York, I love all the New York teams, even the suck-ass Buffalo Bills. I fucked with them, but we gotta get into this real quick. We gotta get into this Knicks joint Bruins, because as you know, they did their thing last night against the Mavericks. So we're gonna get into the CJ Cashmere, Flow Norris Knicks tribute. We'll be right back, and then we're gonna get into the She Lied joint, and we're gonna get to the topic. We're gonna pick Willie B's brain for a minute. You feel what I'm saying? Because this is one of the first times I had a West Coast artist on the show. So as much as this is a special show, this is also history making. All right, we got, because we done had down south, we done had, you know, Midwest. Shout out to Tijuana, St. Louis, Dixon for being on the check a few weeks back. I even had Australia by way of Brooklyn in the building.
Not to cut you off, but I just want to let you know, like, straight up, like, one thing about me, like, do not expect no West Coast shit from me. Like, that's one thing I can, like, tell you right now.
But
like,
we don't see when we get into the text. You know what I'm saying? But now I got Compton in the building. You know, like, I said, I need some old school Ray-Bans, a black Dickie outfit in a
Raiders
hat. You know what I'm saying? That's what we got Compton in the building, people. But call us up, 347-857.
Hey, man, if a nigga wore that, if a nigga wore that, he get his ass clout. That nigga, niggas will wear that shit out here.
Oh, they don't wear that shit out there no more?
Hell no, they don't. Man, they start wearing that shit in the late 90s, man. Not even late, like early 90s.
All right, so we gotta get into it. See what's going on with the Cali hip hop and all that. See where the homie Willie B has been, and we're gonna be right back. But check this joint out. Shout out to the Knicks, man. Morris Stoudemire, Carmelo, and all that. Here's Cashmere with the Blue and Orange. With the black and yellow beat. Yo, there's so many people rocking this beat right now, and I wish I could get them all up on there, but I'm working on it. And also, world premiere, all right, world premiere, Bugatti Surf, 678 Freestyle. So I got a whole lot of big stuff going on for y'all tonight. You know what I'm saying? Deanna, happy birthday. Miss you, y'all. I hope you're loving the show from heaven. Tell Big Aaliyah, left. I tell them all I said, what's up? And I hope they're on the check-in, too. You dig what I'm saying? And we'll be right back. That's pre-game radio, you heard?
Yeah. like we supposed to do. See Amari on that post, he gon' dunk on you. Billups a hit a three-pointer or two. His hand is mean, but it's super clean. New York, can I get a hand clap for the team that's on track to be champion black? Real rap, get out of your seats, it's the Knicks, you feel that. Put your towels in the air, oh yeah, blue and oranges, back.
Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange. Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange.
Step up in the garden every game, all I hear him say.
Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange.
We put it down from the X to the DK.
Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange.
Yeah, you know what it is. New York is back up on the map from that living dead. Yeah, screaming that's nothing. That championship ring, that cup. Step up in the garden every game, all I hear him say.
Never was a type of brother that'll play with your heart. But now you got me feeling lonely cause you're broken my heart. You told me you love me, meanwhile you're creeping on the low. When I'm out on the road or I'm out doing shows, came home one day and guess what I found? An open condom wrapper that was laying on the ground. Asked you about it, your smile turned into a frown. Couldn't even deny it, suspicion was all around. Cause of my busy schedule made it hard to manage love. In the process my heart got taken advantage of. Even when I was busy, I always made sure that you had everything you need, plus more, but I guess that wasn't enough for you. You need a brother to be there to make love to you. A workaholic, I'm on till I was becoming. My mom told me from the jump that I had it coming.
Baby, listen up, I know my schedule's been kinda crazy, and I hardly ever get to spend quality time with you lately. But that does not give you permission to knock me out of position. Things you got your eyes on the new prize. Now you're trying to crush this heart of mine.
But you guys, I liked it. I dug it. I liked it. I dug it. But like I said, back with Pre-Game Radio. Y'all already know what it is. We got Willie B in the building.
Yeah.
So, what's going on? You know, due to the tsunami in Japan and stuff, I know the California coastline is jacked up. How's it looking over there?
You said how it's looking over here as far as what's going on?
You know, because I know Japan, they suffered a tsunami. It's supposed to be heading this way over to the Cali region. I don't know if you're along the coastline or whatnot.
Oh, shit. I'm going to tell you like this, my nigga. So this is what happens. So these motherfucking newscasters get on the air telling niggas like, yeah, you know, a tsunami watch nigga at 8:30 this morning in Redondo Beach, San Pedro, yada, 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 yada. Nigga, that shit was 2-3 extra feet high, nigga. Wasn't nothing touched in L.A., number one. Number two, they showed some niggas had a couple boats that was ruined in Santa Cruz, but that's some rich nigga shit. Like, one of the niggas' boats that got hit, this nigga had to take a boat to get to his other boat. Like, come on, my nigga. Like, let's be real. Like, the shit that's really going on in Japan is for real. Like, niggas really died. Freeways really crashed. Like, come on, my nigga. Ain't no real tsunami finna crack like that in California, my nigga. Like, all the way from Japan, like, nigga, the Pacific Ocean is huge. Nigga, like, no way. It'd hit Hawaii crazier than it hit Cali. You feel me? So,
okay.
Bullshit hype, my nigga. There ain't shit popping, man.
Well, you know, like I said, we over here in New York, so, you know, I don't, you know, we get whatever the media say.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But right now, it's that time of the night where we go through the papers and sites on the internet, and we do what we call, you need your ass beat. Now, normally my co-host, Ab, she would get on here and, you know, tell us who need the ass beat, but with the mood of the show and everything, and she had a prior. She may be on the check-in later, so don't be surprised if she still come and tell us who need the ass beat. But
what?
I had a special one because my homegirl, she was a sergeant in the U.S. Army, so big shout out to everyone serving in the military, whether it's Army, Marines, Coast Guard, Navy, Air Force, whatever you're doing, big shout out, because you know you really have to do it, but you chose to sign a contract to defend this country, to defend what we do, especially what we do here at Pre-Game Radio. So big shout out to you. I salute you. Anyone who protests at a military funeral, straight up, you need to ask me. Now, not saying that whatever cause you're protesting for isn't a worthy cause. Don't take that out of context. My thing is, you're going to a thing where people, family, friends, colleagues, loved ones, are paying
right.
respect to someone that they lost. And you're going to protest, why? Because it's a military funeral? Fuck out of here. You need your ass beat. Yo, let them pay their respects. Let them, you know what I'm saying, put their loved one to rest and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? You can go to Capitol Hill. They got this big-ass building with a reflective pool. You can go and protest that all you want. Let the funerals be sacred, man. Let them say goodbye to their loved one. Let them put them to rest without having to deal with people that with a picket fence and all that bullshit. So, definitely, pals, you need your ass beat for that one. If you go on Twitter, just search pals, you need your ass beat. That's something we started here, and it's been going on for almost a month now, so it's crazy. It blew up to this real crazy phenomenon. Now, you and Cali, you know, I guess I'll say, I don't know if that's still the style out there, but if you are a man over 25 still rocking Shirley Temples, pounds, you need your ass beat.
Hell yeah.
Like, come on. Yo. Snoop bought it in.
Yeah,
and he took it out with him in like 2001, 2002. If you got long hair, all well and good. You got any of your family, you just got good jeans, you have Puerto Rican, whatever. If you got good long hair, good for you. But, yo, Shirley Temples, come on, son. Especially if you're over 25. If you push your family, you got Shirley Temples, come on, son.
Yo, nigga, fucker over 25, nigga, shit, if you just got that shit, your head, period, nigga, you 18 with that shit, nigga, you need your ass. My nigga. Straight up.
So most of you know, like I said, we got Willie B in the building. You know, Cali is in here. Cali is active, how they say. You know what I'm saying? Cali is active tonight on Pre-Game Radio, so that's what's up. And we had the homecoming thing last week, so, of course, thanks to Willie B, it's become another pregame road trip. We stopping up in Compton. So, Willie B, let me ask, because this is actually the time I got to actual person from Cali. Like, were you born and raised out there?
I was born and raised in I was born in L.A. My home I came home to from the hospital was Inglewood. Then we moved to Linwood. Linwood was where I was raised. Linwood is between Watts and Compton. So you can kind of imagine, you feel me? Like,
okay.
it's a small little city that's outside of, it's like
okay, so
south, of, it's north
born
of Compton.
And raised in Cali. So
yeah, I was
born and
raised in Cali.
Born and raised in Cali.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So pretty much how with hip-hop there, besides, now I know there were other artists before Q, Dre, and Easy came out, the whole NWA movement in the 90s. Now I'm saying hip-hop's been active since 79.
Right.
Who were some of the other pioneer hip-hop artists out there back in that time?
Well, other than Dre, Q, Easy, really, them the niggas that really started. I mean, it was this dude named Lonzo. It's funny because my pops is actually good friends with this dude. His name is Lonzo Williams. And he's kind of like the dude who's like one of the pioneers of the whole hip-hop scene in L.A., period. Like, you know what I mean? Basically, you know what I mean? He was Dre's baby. Like, he's kind of like the dude who taught Dre the turntable and all that kind of crazy stuff. So, Lonzo Williams is responsible for a lot of stuff that was going on out here, too.
Okay, so he pretty much brought the hip-hop scene out there to L.A., to Cali and everything. So what was it that did it for you? What did you hear?
As far as
like, what was it that made you say, yo, I want to do this? I want to be an artist.
Well, see, that might shock you a little bit, though. See, this is the thing. I'm the only one in my whole entire family that's from California. You know what I mean? Number one. The thing is that my influence is crazy. Like, so I got influence from jazz, I got influence from a whole bunch of shit. You get what I'm saying? But hip hop is gonna fuck y'all up, but Nas is the reason why I started rapping.
Okay, so you heard Nas. So what was it from Nas? Like, what was the first Nas track you heard that made you just go, I wanna do this, or I can do this?
Well, simply, it was a record. Well, I had bought the whole It Was Written album when I was like 13 years old. And in a nutshell, Nas, you know, I bought the album strictly off of If I Ruled the World. But basically, it was a record on there called Black Girl Lost. And this other record called I Gave You Power. I don't know if y'all ever heard those records.
Of course.
God,
this is New York.
So,
you know that.
Yeah, I know exactly what the fuck am I talking about, right? So, yeah. So, those are the two records that made me be like, yo, I got to do this shit. This nigga's crazy. You feel me? Because when I heard I Gave You Power, I was like, this shit is retarded. You feel me? And just being honest, you know what I'm saying? In a nutshell, you know, West Coast wasn't as lyrical. Is that the biggest lyricist we had sometime around that time was probably like Cube or Snoop. You feel what I'm saying? It wasn't really too many lyrical for real niggas that's on the mainstream. The other niggas that was lyrical, they were kind of underground, like a Razzcast, like an Exhibit. You feel what I'm saying? So that I didn't really know about them dudes until like later on in my life. You feel me? I found out about them dudes later. But
okay.
For the most, the only niggas I was ever hearing was, you know, Biggie. Of course, I was on Biggie. I like Biggie. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't like Biggie that much because I guess you could say as a child I was just more influenced with pop. You know me being on the West Coast too. You know, it's just kind of that's what's around you. You feel me? But I just started. I ain't going to lie. I took a trip to NY. Well, actually Jersey, to Newark, New Jersey, because my auntie stayed in Newark, New Jersey. And I came out there when I was like 12. And when I went out there, I kind of got turned out a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I came back listening to Wu-Tang. And as like I said, that's when I started listening to Nas. Because I really first heard Nas for real was on Verbal Intercourse. And I was like, this nigga's nice. You feel me? So when I heard Nas, that's what made me go buy his album. When I heard his album, that's when he became my favorite. You feel me? So at that time, 13, 14 was just all Nas, all Wu-Tang, all Nas, all Wu-Tang.
Okay, okay.
So yeah,
that's pretty much what it was. Now, tell me, what are you bringing to the game now to play you from these other artists? What are you bringing now that separates you from what we hear now in the mainstream? What makes you different?
Well, my sound is organic, man. I can't.
Table?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I can't sit there and say, oh, you know, I'm not the nigga that'd be like, oh, you know, I'm bringing this and these niggas ain't bringing that. Da 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 da. Man, I'm just making music that I like to listen to, that I grew up on. You feel what I'm saying? That real organic hip hop shit. At the same time, don't get it twisted. I got records with 808s and synthesizers and shit like that because I'm a musician. You feel what I'm saying? And because if you're making music for the people, you got to make music that people like, which is fine. You feel me? But at the same time, I'm not going to oversaturate my catalog with that bullshit. You feel what I'm saying? At the same time, too, like, I believe in true lyricism because this is what I grew up on. So I can't totally balk away from that shit. You feel what I'm saying? I have to display that somewhere within my music. You feel me? Even like a lot of my music is simple crazy. It's very simple heavy. You feel what I'm saying? Like, a lot of my drums is real gritty, shit like that. You feel me? That's why a lot of New Yorkers, a lot of East Coast niggas fuck with me. You feel me? Like, a lot of niggas on the West Coast who fuck with me already, they low-key think it's amazing. They like, nigga, why do New York niggas fuck with you so heavy? They was like, nigga, but it's in your sound. Like, I got a homie out there named Vito. Shout out to Vito. He out of Queens. If y'all don't know who he is, y'all need to get to know who the fuck that nigga is. That nigga's incredible. But anyway, so Vito, that's my nigga. He always be like, he first heard me. I met him through, like, my best female friend, right? And she was talking to the nigga, and she was telling him, like, yeah, you know, my bro, he do music, blah, 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 blah. Y'all should link up. He's dope. Da, 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 da. You know what I mean? Vito was like, yeah, you know, just tell the nigga to send me some of this shit, yada, yada. I think low-key, Vito might have been a little shaky on me, you know what I'm saying? And he admitted it at first. He was like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? You for the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? Niggas kind of expect a little something else. You feel me? But, you know, Vito heard my shit and was like, yo, nigga, you out of here. Like, nigga, you not from here. You like, you not from there, my nigga. You from out here, nigga. You need to bring your ass out here. So, you know, that's just kind of like what it's been, my nigga. Like, so, you know, that's just basically it, man. Like, I have to keep that.
So tell me right now, who are you listening to? Like, if I was to ride with you in your whip right now, what's in your CD player?
All right, what I'm listening to right now, man, I'm listening to a bunch of jazz right now, my nigga, to be honest with you. I'm listening to a lot of jazz, you know what I'm saying? Shit, man, I'm listening to fucking George Benson Quartet. I'm listening to Astrid Gilberto. I'm listening to Cal Jader. I'm listening to number jazz right now, my nigga. But on a hip-hop level, not to sound, hold on 1 second. My nigga. High power, my nigga. Yo, yeah. But, you know, not to sound, and it's kind of coincidental because my boy picking me up right now, but not to be, you know what I'm saying, biased, but I'm listening to my nigga Kendrick Lamar, J-Rock, you know what I'm saying, Schoolboy Q. Like I said, we on the way to his show right now. A lot of the artists from my camp out here. Vito, like I said, my nigga from out there. I'm listening to a lot of, a lot of samples, my nigga. Like a lot of fucking old artists. I'm listening to a lot of like organic shit, man. So, you know, I stay listening to that type of shit so I can get doper as far as, you know, on my samples, on my beat, shit like that. So I listen to like crazy shit.
So since you're on your way to your show right now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get to your joints, see if your free game approved. I got a special guest post up coming in to be on the panel. I'm not going to reveal the identity until after I play the first joint. And the first joint will be on you. You pick the joint you want to get into first. You tell us a little bit about it, and then we're going to get into it.
Play Money Train. It seems like that's like a people's favorite, my nigga. Like L.A. and New York niggas like Money Train. So play Money Train, my nigga.
All right, so tell us about that. Who produced it?
I produced the record. It's just some ignorant nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking on some bossy shit. Just some, I'll fuck your bitch. I'm fucking your bitch at the Waldorf Astoria. I got these chains on, nigga. I'll slap you with my chains. You know what I'm saying? I'm dick slapping your bitch, my nigga. Yada, yada, yada. But the beat, but the inspiration, like, I ain't gonna bullshit. The inspiration was on some dick set shit because I really fuck with Cam'ron and Jim Jones and I fuck with all that type of shit heavy. So that's the type of vibe that it's on. It was on some real like get money, you know what I'm saying, fuck a nigga bitch ignorant shit. So, you know, just listen to that shit though, man.
All right, so that's what it is. Call us at 317-857-4302. I got my panel in the building. We got Willie B in the arena. We're going to see if he's pre-game approved and all that good stuff. We're going to see what he's about. So check it out. Money Train, Willie B on pre-game radio, and we'll be right back in a minute. And I still got that world premiere from Bugatti Sub, so please stay in the checking. All right, it's pre-game radio, 347-857-4302. We'll be back in a second. You dig?
Yes, sir.
On a sycamore, trees, sour D's, enemies try to squeeze at me, clap me, cause they feeling how I'm fresh as fuck. I'm stunting on these halls, Scully in the Lexus truck, money all around me, and every single town we in, we up in no president, we letting no mommies in. Black superhero primes, nigga, C's, ACG, and our own sauces, what the mother of your baby be. Grew up in these crazy streets. Kept a nigga's pain, they was on that dumb shit. Fuck, you got the sticky chain, I'm fine on the liquor chain. Armadale of Smirnoff, flip a nigga lid like I popped the bear off. And never ever will I fall off. Stay on, knock it again, knocking them bras off. Yeah, we big chillin' in the Waldorf. That crowd blow our back out like the start off.
I'm getting money nice.
Working with police, snitch niggas been wired. Me don't want a friend in blood clot and trauma. Let some niggas find out. Pop the llama, hammer time, black blammer time. Niggas are blamming now, but everybody in this world bar hammer style. We don't reject a jerk, we just reject you jerk. Put the burner to him now, take your fucking neck to jerk. You don't know that checkers work, you don't know them LA streets. Judo might protect you, but judo ain't never stopped no need. Nigga, I'm eating good, and you can keep it hood. If you wanna, I'm chilling up in the sauna with some dimes out of Lebanon. Getting my Aladdin on, fly it in Arabian rugs, putting your jasmine on. Nigga, I'll put you broke masses on. Chocolate brown fur, looking like a mastodon.
I'm getting money nice. I'm getting money nice. Making dollar tracks, nigga, I'm the money train. They don't get it like I do. They don't spend it like I do. Your wife be at my friend, cause you don't hit it like I do.
I'm getting money nice. I'm getting money nice.
Making dollar tracks, nigga, I'm the money train. They don't get it like I do. They don't spend it like I do. Your wife be at my friend, cause you don't hit it like I do.
$1,000 piece off this nigga bitch wall. Think this shit about to give a nigga a crumb of tongue or some shit, you know? I mean, for real though, like, what the fuck is y'all niggas doing with y'all life? I'm getting money, nigga, relevant. Rain, hail, snow, blizzard, fucking tornado. Don't matter, nigga. This the way I live my life. It ain't money, and I ain't living. That's what the shit is, nigga. Y'all niggas out here broke as fuck. I don't know what the fuck y'all doing. Y'all niggas must be eating pussy for a living or some shit. Nigga, let the time pass me by. Nigga, I'ma live my life. I'ma fucking ride. Nigga, I'ma do what the fuck I gotta do. I'ma get money, nigga. That's what it is. Gonna get money or shoot yourself. Pull a pistol out, nigga. Blow your fucking brains out. Shoot yourself right now. Your life is worth nothing, nigga. You don't have no reason for living, nigga. Grab the pistol and blow your fucking brains out.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Chase Baker, and every Friday night I'm locked in with Brooklyn Black and Tasha B on pregame radio. Feel me? Feel me? Feel me? Feel me? Feel me? Feel me?
It's your girl Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Yeah, that was Money Train from Willie B. I liked it. It was real coasting, like, you know, you just chilling, You can ride, you know, you ride be playing that down the block on a summer day. I dug it. But we got Willie B in the building, of course. He's our featured artist for the night. He's doing things a little bit early because he's about to hit a show up, so he's working with his presence. But ladies and gentlemen, yeah, our special guest panel member is none other than Christy Best.
What's good, Willie?
What's up,
Willie? It's Yvette, bro. What up, Doc? What's good, Fa?
When
you gonna fuck with me for real, Willie? What's up, Willie B? When you gonna fuck with me for real?
Come on, get out of here, man. You my sis, man. You know what I'm saying? You beat bitches up for me. Come on now.
also, besides Miss Yvette, we got another caller. Last four digits is 7410.
Yo, what up? This is Cream Mars, Blue King, General of the Cash Administration. What's up, looking black?
Cream Mars, what's good? What's going down, man? How you living?
I'm chilling, baby. You already know on the grind right now. You know what I mean? In East New York, you already know.
Yeah, I mean, you know. All right, so first track, Money Train by Willie B. You bet your thoughts.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. You know, me and Willie B, we go back for, about a year and a half now, so I've been listening to him a hot minute. Let me finish. Yo, I go back. This is not something I expected from you, and I liked it. I was feeling it.
Okay, so we got it.
I'm gonna keep it real. You know, I keep it real.
What did you think on it?
What happened?
I said, what did you think on that joint? So now, if you did it, if you not did it, what was your thoughts on it?
I just came in on it, and it sounded all right. It sounded good. It's good music.
Oh shit! So far he's one out of three, ladies and gentlemen. He's one out of three. We're gonna keep moving to the next one. Willie B, take it to the next one, man.
The next one is called Swahili Land. Produced by my nigga Siege Monstrosity, conglomerate, as in Busta Rhymes conglomerate. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Don't mean the truck, but you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, but you know, check that shit out too, though.
Okay, so for those who don't know, we got Miss Yvette of the Miss Yvette Show, a.k.a. Kiss My Gizmo. She's live. She's guest judging on our panel tonight. We got Kiss My representing the Cash Administration. Call us up, 347-857-4302. We got Willie B while we got him. We brought him into the arena, playing his joints, seeing what the people think. So call us up, 347-857-4302. Let us know what you think. We might get into this Swahili Land joint. And we're going to see what you people think about it. I will be right back to Free Game Radio.
Yeah. Oh. Meet the doom, the elephant is in the room. I take your sunny days and turn them into gloom. Gray skies drizzle, slow sizzle my nizzle. I'm nice, cold as ice, I hail. In Southern California where the shells don't fail to hit a nigga while aiming. No gaming, break niggas down like terms. Layman's chilling in the Cayman, laid with a reekin. Flow crack, no strawberry, start tweaking. Street niggas right under the road. I'm so hot like three racks under the stove. Oven, what's bacon? A lot of niggas bacon. San Andreas fault, I'm what's shaking. Never shaking inside of my bones. I keep fear touch deep inside of my clothes. What's poppin', nigga? I'm poppin', nigga. Ladies keep them underwear dropping. Get locked in the cage, strictly for the birds. Trying to get paid, strictly for the words, strictly for the birds. Check my grammar, king of the ball, flip the game like slammers. Bang like hammers, nails in the coffin. Hit them with a slug, no shells when they off them. Heart of a lion, quicker than a cheetah. Collect hella change in the streets like meters. It's so impossible to beat us. Keep hot chickens in the pockets like pizza. us. From the belly of the beast, no feeders. Fuck OZ, upgrade to the leaders.
What's poppin', nigga? I'm poppin', nigga. Ladies keep them underwears droppin'.
Not many options. Box in the corner. Flow come equipped with a box in the corner. I turn your mom to a mourner. Everywhere I go, I'm a fauna. Passport stepped up, exchange dollar for pound. Niggas better back up like they got off the ground. They slack up, main squeeze, get knocked up. Pump your brakes, dog, don't get jacked up. Get new pads for your rotors. Hood like a motor. Hold up, carry more arms than a shoulder. Shine like the sun, power, solar. Whatever I get, I want, like Lola. Get what I can while I can, I'ma get it. Married to the streets, so the crime's committed. Don't jump the boom nor jump the gun. They jump you, then dump the gun, then dump you. Slump you, you can lose your life. You ain't got a pistol, nigga, use the knife.
I'm poppin', nigga. I'm poppin', nigga. Ladies keep them underwear droppin'. Broke's not an option. Money is a must. Buy the dollar, throw it down.
Yeah, that was Swahili Land, the joint from our featured artist of the night, Willie B. And, of course, like I said, I never leave the boat to something new, but I did like it. I dug it. That's definitely one track that's going into the personal MP3 player. You know, I'm definitely digging it. You know, but my boat doesn't
Word.
Count. But we got, let's see that.
Yeah, Wally, I was feeling it.
Miss Kiss My Gizmo.
Kiss my gizmo.
Yeah, you know, kiss my
gizmo.
It really truly means kiss my ass. Let's
my
keep it real. But I was feeling that track.
You like this?
Yes.
All right, so we got one more panel guest on the check-in. Last 4 digits is 6,000. You live on Free Game Radio. I think I know who it is, but let us know who this.
Big Dro, Team Austin, what's good?
Big Joe, Team Austin, both of us in the building. Everyone stand up. Team Austin, Big Joe's in the building. What's going on, man?
Hey, nothing was popping, man. I like that joint. It reminds me, I can hear like M.O.P. on a remix or something like that. You feel me?
Yeah, good looking, dog.
Yeah. That joint mad grimy,
okay.
Though. I like that.
Yeah,
now,
man.
I'm
that's
not,
what's with
me,
man.
I'm not one to, you know, I'm not one to take credit for, you know, some hot shit go down, but if it's facilitates our pregame radio. I just want pregame radio to be acknowledged. But I'm thinking Willie B, Big Dro, Collabo. I'm just thinking to put it out there. Hey, you guys network.
Hey,
man, I'm with it, bro. I'm with it, though.
I'm with
straight
it. Hey, Brooklyn but, Black can vouch for me, man. I'm with it.
You know,
I can tell Black. Hey, Black, I can tell you a critic, bro, so I'm going to take your word for it.
Now, here's what I can tell you now Willie B. Big Joe, he's actually one of the pregame approved artists. He went through the same rigorous testing that you're going through now. You know, so he's been through it. All right? So here's what I'm going to do since we're all in clear consensus. 2 out of the 3 tracks are hot.
Right.
And that's all I need to hear. So that
Word.
Makes it a pretty much unanimous landslide decision that Willie B is what we call a pregame approved artist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So pretty much what that means is, of course, he's going to get continuous spins on pregame radio. That makes him one of the candidates to be pregame artist of the year for 2011 at the end of the year. He gets a slot on the pregame radio mixtape. So it's a whole bunch of stuff that he is now in line to receive and in line to be, you know, up in the runners for. So big shout out to you, Willie B. I know you
man,
about to hit up a show and all of that. So before we
yeah, we still on the road, man. We good, man. You know, we still
okay,
on the road.
So we don't even get into the third joint just for conversation's sake. But now that we have
yo, what's
a radio
up, bro?
On the line.
Yeah, I like this track. I know this track. I'm feeling it. This is To Be Real,
let me
right?
Say in a second. But before
yeah,
we
to
get
be
into
real.
The track, before we get into the
yeah.
track,
hey, Willie
I
B.
want to put something.
What up, y'all?
I want to get your, I want to get the gears in your head going real quick, all right?
Yo, hey, let me say something real quick. You about to play To Be Real?
In a second.
Yeah, hey, let me say something real quick, and I'm tuning out. What up, y'all? Now, I just wanted to say, right. It's Big Dro. Just follow me on Twitter. You know, Big Dro
so
Team Austin. Said, Big Dro what?
Big Dro Team Austin.
All right, for sure.
Or just,
for sure,
or just
for
get
sure.
the info from Brooklyn.
Yeah, right, man, I'm out, man. Yeah, we now, thanks for being on the check-in, homie. All right,
we're
going to get in, my nigga. Now, like I said, I got Miss Yvette here, and Miss Yvette, she, you know, for those who don't listen to her show, Mondays at 11, for those who don't, Miss Yvette talks a lot of shit.
What do you mean I talk a lot of shit? Where are you going with this? Go ahead. I'm on the loud. Watch it.
So I'm expecting... I'm kind of anxious, so to say, to hear what she has to say on this said topic. So call us up 347-857-4302. We're about to get a topic. But our topic of the night, how do you tell your partner that they're not doing their thing, that they're not satisfying you in the bedroom without hurting their feelings, Miss Yvette? Because, you know, Miss Yvette is a heartbreaker. She don't give a fuck. She'll just, like, just say that she'll care if you cry or you tell your mama. None of that shit. She'll just say it as long as it needs to be said, she's going to say it. So I'm saying, how do you say it without hurting your partner's feelings before you have to go and look elsewhere and get your side piece and feelings that? Because, you know, you want the relationship to work. You know what I'm saying? But how do you tell your partner that, yo, you just not doing it, mama? Like, you just ain't doing it. But think on that, all right? Call us at 347-857-4302. The next big will be joined. Like I said, I'm just saying it just to play it. And then we're going to get into the world premiere from Bugatti Turk, but we're going to get into the topic, you know, because like I said, let's just hear what Miss Yvette got to say, how she's going to spin it. I want to take some airport of view as well, so while we got Willie B on the line, we're going to see what he got to say about that as well before he drops off something like and heads to a show. So, Willie, we talked about To Be Real.
To Be Real, like, it's a record, man, that like, I was fucking with this chick, man, in Canada, man, you know what I'm saying, and you know, international shit, man, international pimp shit, no, I'm talking about, no, I'm playing, but look, not real shit, though, I was fucking this bitch in Canada, but look, but check it out, though, so, she was the inspiration behind this record, really, you know what I mean, like, she's the reason why I made the record, because she, like, used to travel all over the world, and she used to come back and kind of tell me about all the fucking places she'd been, and, you know what I'm saying, so I just kind of decided to make the record, and not to mention, you know, like, I used to love Paris Tokyo by Lupe Fiasco. So I went ahead and made the record kind of like, you know what I'm saying, kind of like along the same lines of it. So it's a real jazzy. This is where I'm telling you my eclectic side come in. So it's real jazzy. It's real soft, not no bitch nigga shit. But you know what I'm saying, it's hard enough for a chick to be like, okay, he a real nigga. But at the same time, good, like smooth enough for a chick to be like, I'll get this nigga the draws. You feel me? So, you know, just check it out. Real organic, real boom bap. You know what I'm saying? I'm shooting a video in New York. Like sometime next in April, so you know I'm gonna come out there and fuck with y'all on that note too.
We gotta be there. We got Missy Bet. You gotta go with me. You know she going with me anyway. So we got video shoot in New York. You already know we in there. But here we go. Willie B, To Be Real. I'm actually anxious to hear this one because this is the first joint in my email. And just so you know, Willie, I don't listen to any of the tracks before I play. So when I play a joint on the show, it's my first time hearing it.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Like,
that's fine.
You know, so I didn't hear it To Be Real, but I'm real anxious about that because whatever artist send me tracks,
right?
It's always the first one that you're talking to because that's the first one you pick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean I feel this is the best record I ever made, just due to the fact that you know women from the ages of 19 all the way to 50 something, like my own mama, dog. Like my mama's not a hip hop head, you feel me? But she knows I make good music. But when she heard this song, she was like, son, I love this song. So when my mama said she liked it, I knew it was a good record.
So we get into it. The new Willie B joint, it's hot because his mama says so. To Be Real, on PJ Radio, we be right back, you dig?
Yeah.
Bonsoir, mama. Sayonara. Adios, chica. See you mañana. Mon cheri amor. Bonjour. No more goodbyes, cause I'm back on tour. Now let's see Japan. See Australia. Take my hand while we stroll to Thailand. I sail on a boat in Ibiza. Chill out, lean like the Tower of Pisa. And catch a flight to Milan and get your Gucci bag. With the matching fit, no Gucci rag. No Poochie is bad as you are. Passports, no such thing as too far. And you are the world to me. No notch on belt. So I figure I will show you yourself. Don't think too slow. Don't move too fast. You can't help it cause the new coupe fast. And I don't care about who you ask or what. Sugar daddy dropping buku cash, girl. You the real deal. So I'm Holyfield. Candy rain, baby. Oh, so real.
I can take you here and I can take you there. Girl, you try to act like you don't even care. Maybe it's because this nigga's so well known. I'm fine, little group just wanna take me home, girl.
I have everything you need and you want. Listen, it ain't no reason to fuck, cause I don't.
Just what you've been.
Let's see New York or see Vancouver.
Yeah.
And go down on you like a seaman scuba. I might need practice like seaman school, but it's quite alright. I pipe all night. She throw it back at a nigga like a bat catcher. I squeeze like a bottle of that ketchup. I'm no small fry. Yeah, she gets wainer. She is the canvas. Stroke like a painter. And you are the Hugh, darling. I turned down a quite a few offers. These hoes steady trying to put a bid in just to fit in. Cause they know I'm big time and like Big Ben. But I'm all in A stereo. We in the G5 looking at the aerial. View of the city, escape the country, fly across the Atlas. Nobody can catch
you. I can take you here and I can take you there.
Take you there.
Girl, you try to act like you don't even care. It's because the nigga's so well known. And all the fine little groupies wanna take me home, girl.
I have everything you need and you want. Listen, it ain't no reason to fuck. Cause I know
just what you've been.
What you've been.
It's not hard to be real.
It's not hard to be real. I know you're not the average chick, girl. I know you ain't the run of the mill. So I keep you in the flyer shit, girl. And I don't mind frontin' the bill. We can go to sleep in Cali. Wake up in Tokyo. Wherever I roll, she rolls over.
I can take you here and I can take you there.
Take you there.
Girl, you try to act like you don't even care. Maybe it's because the nigga's so well known. And I'm fine, little groupies wanna take me home, girl. I have everything you need and you want. Listen, it ain't no reason to front, cause I don't.
It's what you think.
Pelo menos pra me contar o que você anda fazendo no seu dia a dia. Saber de tudo. Mas quando você realmente volta, me conta. Morrendo de saudade. Fico mó triste quando a gente nem consegue se falar. Olha, esses dias eu fui pra praia daqui. Recife, nossa, foi lindo demais. Nossa, eu queria tanto que você estivesse comigo. Mas quando você chegar, a gente vai explorar tudo. Onde você quer ir? Vamos pra praia, tem Porto Seguro, Salvador, Porto de Galinha, Rio de Janeiro, que eu sei que você quer ir. Mas também vamos pra Amazônia, o que você acha? Olha, tudo que você quiser fazer, a gente vai. Tô com saudade de você, amor. Sério mesmo, me liga, por favor. Quero ouvir sua voz. Olha, eu mandei uma foto pro seu e-mail, tá? Acho que vai gostar. Abre lá. Ó, amor, eu sei que você tá.
I rock. Put the beat full bills, that's real. So you know I got bills in the field. At that fast money store, give your bitch a funny roll. Fucking like that drummy, yo. We gon' make a loud noise. Mommy ain't tryna walk, hop up in this Rolls Royce.
It's your boy Cashmere, and you are now chilling out on Pregame Radio with your boy Brooklyn Black. TCA stand up, Cash Administration, what's happening? Brooklyn all day. I'm from Brooklyn, he from Brooklyn, so you know how we do. We go animal people. Nah, y'all check it out, man. You on Pregame Radio, man. Y'all check out good music, good hosts, good people, lovely environment. So here you go, Pregame Radio. Yo, Black, throw one of my joints on, man. Let them know pregame. We pregame ready. Uno.
Yeah, you already know what it is. Pregame Radio. We got Willie Stevens, children. We played that 2D Real joint. Yo, I like, yo, you know what that reminded me of? That reminded me of, it reminded me kind of like the most definite Fat Booty. And it's another track. It's right on the tip of my tongue, but I can't get it. But anyway, we got Willie B here with us. We got Miss Yvette. Representing Mickey Vet Show, Monos Entertainment, a.k.a. Kiss My Gizmo.
What's good, everybody? Yo, I'm not going to lie. I played this on my show, and I got great feedback on this. This actually is from my iPod.
Yeah, that shit is
That's actually on my iPod. I'm telling you, when I'm walking down these streets and I'm beating the streets, and anybody who knows me knows that Miss Yvette beats these streets looking for music and looking for talent. And I'm telling you, when that puts a little extra step in my, you know, a little extra oomph in my step on. I'm listening to my iPod, getting my shit off, you know.
All right, but also I got a cousin listening. They want to tune it in. For those who want to download the show and listen back later, check it out. I got a real big surprise for you guys coming up in about the next 2 weeks. It's something real big. And the only way where you can get hints, updates, to be clued in is to be signed up on Pregame Radio website. That is pregameradio.ning.com. Sign up, make a profile. Hey, I made it so easy. You can sign in with your Twitter information on your Facebook, all right? MySpace, whatever. So log on, sign up. Check it out. If you got music, throw it up on there. Alright, that's what it's here. It's here for the people. It's for the people, up there for the people. I just push the buttons, alright. But live and direct, we got Holy. What's good, Mama?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Holy, what's going on? Yo, so I hear Mr. Vest on the show tonight. Holla.
Yeah,
what's
this
good,
is
Mom?
Still rocking with us.
For those of you that don't know, Miss Oli gets it done, yo, for real. She's hard body. I can vouch for that. I work with this lady.
So we got Callie in the building, huh?
You're Callie in the building. How you doing? What's your name?
Callie in the building. What's up? So I just got back from New York, you feel me? And I'm just saying, it's good to be home. You know what I mean? The tsunami. Saying like the tsunami, everything is calling out right now. I'm in the Bay right now. Usually I'd be out in LA, but right now I'm in the Bay. You know, the tsunami's gone, everything like that. But you know what? The sun was still out. And that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, like I said, Callie is active on Pregame Radio. So it's thumbs up. Callie is active on Pregame Radio. That's why God makes you fat. She, you know, me and her, we got New York. We got the East.
Happy heaven.
Can I talk about the track? Yeah, go ahead. What's your feeling? I'm so sorry. Is Willie? Yeah, Willie B.
This one was the first track.
So the last track, I've been like tuning in and out. I'm doing a lot of things right now. I'm cooking dinner, y'all, right now. But listen, y'all. The last track that was just played, the one he was talking about his mom's was back and everything like that, had the Spanish girl on and everything.
Yeah, well, she's Portuguese, but it's cool.
Oh, so I gotta say, you know, I got pros and cons here, baby. All right. So, all right. I love the concept. You know what I'm saying? I love the song. You know, everything like that. The only thing I want to say is the quality of the recording. You feel me? But other than that, I'm feeling it.
Word.
Okay. So
I feel you.
So the engineer behind that 1 pound, you need your ass beat.
Yeah, people been on that. I've been trying to get people on that. Just a little ad for Oli real quick. Follow me on Twitter at Only One Oli. It's so easy. I'm just saying.
So easy. Because we got Willie B. Remember, he's en route to a show, so I want to get it for you. It's the venue. Topic of the night, like I said, call us up, people. 347-857-4302. Shout out to the people in the call room who are not pressure one. Don't be shy. It's only Pregame Radio. Grown folks talking. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is. You know, don't
and
be scared
out
that you bet.
Game Radio, Mr. Vet on the line, Big Willie, hey.
Y'all crazy.
That's my girl right there.
Don't get it messed up.
Only going to be on the Missy Vet show real soon.
Don't be scared of Oli. Don't be scared of him. They're only people.
Real quick, I can't even hear.
I'm just saying,
anybody,
you know, call him. Come on.
Yo,
I'm just telling the call room not to be shy. That's all.
Anybody,
you know,
hey, y'all.
Not to be scared, y'all.
Hey,
right
y'all.
Now, if y'all haven't yet, y'all need to go to Go ahead.
Hey, check
let's
it out.
Do, we'll
at,
leave
yeah, we at the event right now. We are actually parking shit, so you know shit's kind of cool.
So before he goes, Willie, please throw your Twitter out there, throw your Facebook there. Please, I gotta ask you, leave some light. What some light is a couple bars off the top of the dome freestyle. Just let the people know what you can do off the top of the head on the spot. You dig what I'm saying? Go ahead.
All right, Twitter is hold on one second. Eesh. All right, Twitter is at Let's Go Willie. That's you know LETSGO Willie. That's WILLIE. You know what I mean? My Facebook is facebook.com/LetsGoWillieTDE. You can listen to some of my music, such as Money Train, at www.williebrown.bandcamp.com. Check me and my label out. Shout out to my boy Tay Beast, one of the other producers from Top Dog Entertainment, at topdogmusic.com. That's where you can see Kendrick Lamar, J Rock, Schoolboy Q, and Ab Soul. And also shout out to upnextis.com. Shout out to Brooklyn Black. Shout out to Missy Vet. You know what I'm saying? Kiss My Gizmo. You know what I'm talking about? And, you know, that's what it is, though. Hold on one second, y'all.
So now, please, before you get up off the call, please, like I said, give us some light, man. Some off the top of the dome, quick 30 seconds. Let's hear it.
Oh, you want me to spit right now?
Yeah, I want you to spit right now.
Okay, you want me to spit? I'm getting my glasses out the whip, doing those. Let me see. There you go. No, give me a word. Give me a word, Brooklyn Black. I don't like freestyling without niggas. Give me a word.
Give me a word?
Yeah, give me a word.
Shit, man. Give him a word. Give him something to go on.
I'll give you a word. Yo, like, are you serious? I'm high on the loud. That's it right there, loud, right there. That's the word, loud. Loud.
What is it?
The word is loud. I'm high on the loud right now, so go ahead, loud, that's your word.
You said loud?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Loud, let's get it.
Let me see. Loud, let me see. I'm speaking real loud and proud. Goddamn, make a bitch. Give me your panties straight out of the crowd. I'm that nigga. You better recognize who it is. Nigga, IP on MCs. I am the Wiz. No golden bricks. No totos. Motherfuckers know I keep about four hoes in the back of the coupe. Nigga, asking you boo. Who's fucking the mouth up? Asking the truth. I am the truth. Nigga, I'm something like Paul Pierce. I pierce her pussy hole up. Nah, I don't want to go a little vulgar on y'all niggas.
Oh,
and I'm free. Hey, check it. And I'm freestyling paying for parking at the same time. So I'm multitasking at the same time. Hey, no bullshit. I'm paying for parking right now, my nigga. And freestyling at the same time. So, man, but y'all, I love it.
Yo, Dylan,
what's up?
Thanks for coming through. We're going to be, of course, we're going to be in contact and see what's good with your two mixtape and the pregame radio showcase coming up. Like I said, there's a whole lot of stuff going down. So, we're definitely going to stay in contact. But thanks for being on the check, and I really appreciate it. And yeah, I'll be back, man. I'm looking back. You already know what it is. You already see the support is crazy over here on the
yeah.
interview, homie.
Yes, exactly. So I'm gonna try my best to follow every one of them back. But I got you, Brooklyn Black. You gotta shoot me your boy's ego. What's his name? Dro? Big Dro?
Yeah, Big Dro. Yeah. I said you all.
Yeah,
right.
Like shoot me his. I don't know if you got his locked in, but shoot me his too. I really want to see what's up with that dude.
Yeah, I got you, no doubt. You're looking out for being on the check, and once again, man. Yo, and good luck at the event, man.
No problem, man. Y'all be safe.
All right, you too, man. So, yes, we are rocking. Big shout-out to Willie B. Shout-out to Callie. Callie is active on the check tonight. Okay, so we get rid of them, get a homecoming. Now we out west. We chilling. You know, we in Compton. But, yes, our topic of the night. How do you tell your partner that they're just not doing it? They're not bringing it home. They're not satisfying you. You know, I'm talking about, like, how do you do this before the side pieces come into play, before you even got to look for them? Because, you know, you want it to work. You want this thing to work. I want to be monogamous and we're exclusive. You're wifey. You're ready. I love you. You know, y'all want to work it out, right? So before the extra battle shit or the the South people come and say, how can you tell your partner they just not doing it for you? Let's see, Beth, how would you do it?
Well, before you even get to that spot, you know, a grown woman would know that while your legs are wrapped around him, talk to him and see if you can't coach him into what he needs to do. And then at that point, if that's not working, which it should, but, you know, some niggas is broken. Then
like,
just
you know,
be, just let him know, Papi, it's not working, and, you know, this is what you got to do. And just be real about it. There's no, just cut to the chase. No bullshit.
Just cut to the chase, be real about it.
Be real about it.
Okay, so you just be like, fuck it, if it hurts your feelings, it hurts your feelings. But, yo, you ain't
No, you don't have to say it rude. You don't have to say it rude, but you need to let him know. Like, yo, you need, you know, to ring my bell, you have, you know, you need to do a little bit more of this or that. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it real. Just tell them exactly what you want them to do. I mean, you know, closed mouth don't get fed. You know, that's on the radio, you know what I'm saying, all day. And it's real talk,
yes.
You know. Speak up.
Yes.
Tell them what you need.
What do you think?
You what he needs, right? So, ladies, speak
you know,
up. Get, there's no hair on your tongue. Speak.
You know what? I am so right there with Mr. Vett. If you are with somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I cannot be with somebody if I'm not satisfied. And I think
absolutely
that's me, I mean,
not. I'm cheating if I'm not satisfied.
What if you love everything about him? Like you love his vibe, you know, he treats you right and all of that.
Heck, what are you talking about? That is so important. What are you talking about?
Sex is a major, like, major part of it. If you expect me to come home and cook you dinner and do your drawings and do all that stuff, you better ring my bell. Plain and simple.
Real talk, you know, like, for real, like, oh, my goodness, fellas and ladies, you know, this is such an important topic. This is so important in every relationship.
That's why I brought it up. And also, of course, I had to bring in the expertise of our in-home co-host, Lady Steele. What's up, baby?
What's up?
I know she got to talk about it.
Okay, but I just called in, so give me a brief synopsis of what the topic is.
We are talking.
Ooh, girl.
She said, ooh, girl. You know what the show starts with. Ooh,
Steele,
girl,
you
know it's
Lady,
about some shit.
Come on. Lady Steele's going to go off on this. Come on.
But the topic is so I could go off.
Okay. How do you tell your partner that they're just not doing it? They're not, how Miss Yvette said, they're not ringing your bell.
What do
you
mean? Like, how do I tell? How do you tell your partner that they're whack in bed?
Exactly.
Without hurting their feelings, that we're talking before the side pieces come into play and everything like that.
Honestly, this is real talk.
Of course.
I'm not going to be engaged with someone that's whack in bed, because if we enter into a relationship before we've had, you know, sex, and then we end up having sex and it's whack, I will just disappear. Like, my number will change and I will find, like, I just won't be found. It's not going to happen. I'm not the type of person. I don't.
That's awful.
No, that's the truth. I don't like. I'm not one that likes to teach. It's not gonna happen.
Wow. So you're not gonna train your dude in the how to do it?
No.
How to do it?
Yo,
shit.
He's got 15 minutes.
No, I'm not going.
You know, I'm gonna tell him while we're in the midst of it, while my legs are wrapped around him, and I'll coach him for 15 minutes. If he don't get on point.
Wow.
If you can,
478-574-2302. Please don't be shy. We only got about 20 minutes left anyway, so we still, you know, keeping it going. But seriously,
no,
but
it's gonna happen. Sorry.
Okay, but at least you won't like go cheat.
You know what?
Has
anybody been in this situation?
Right?
Huh?
Has
anybody been in a situation where it was and then it just went sour? I mean,
I've been in a situation where it was, and like I said, I just dipped, like disappeared.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, no, you won't like you won't, but it won't be like a, you know, monogamous relationship. Excuse me, monogamous relationship, and you know, you got your dude on the side, but still come home because he pays the bills and all that good shit. Like, if the sex is whack, then the whole shit is just over, right?
Yeah, it has to be. Why am I holding on?
Yeah, bye.
Okay. All right. True indeed. And also, it's a good thing also. Okay, so fellas, how can you tell your lady that she's just not doing it? And since I'm the only dude here, you know, big shout out to the male admins who, whenever a topic like this comes around, that means there's nowhere to be found. I always got to be the male point of view,
no.
The male box.
Time out. Because Lady Steele wrote a blog not too far from this, and I stated that we are in a state right now where everyone swears that they're doing it, and everyone swears that they're a freak, and, you know, they're using these words, these terms very loosely. But at the end of the day, most of the people on the scene that are fucking the most are the ones that are not doing shit. I have too many female friends that have, like, 2 and 3 and 4 kids and have never had an orgasm. And it's like, if you never had an orgasm, why the fuck are you fucking so much? So we're at the point where, you know what, people need to go back to the basics and learn human anatomy, because how can you please something that you don't understand?
Wait. 3 to 4 kids and then I had an orgasm?
What did I tell you? I told you
she's a win. A lot. Most of my friends are way older than me, like in their 30s or in 40s and even 50s. And I have a lot of female friends that, because, you know, I hang around with them, and I guess my sexuality or how I promote myself, you know, they feel confident as far as speaking with me. And it comes to the point where, how do I know if I came, or how do I know if I had an orgasm, or what does it feel like, and I don't think I have. And it's a shame, really, because for the most part, a lot
wow.
of females, they feel like if they hear, like, for example, if Brooklyn Black, if I hear that you're fucking great in bed, right, and then I have the chance to go, you know, have sex with you, and then we have sex, and it's nothing great, most females, you know, have a complex as to which they don't want to be out of place, and because they don't even know their own bodies in the first place, they can't call it and say that it was whack. So just to fit in, you know, they'll add to the hype.
Oh, wow.
Most hoes in bed, and that's the reality. Most, like, sluts and hoes that, you know, people call are whack in bed. The only reason why they get that title is because they sleep with a lot of men. But upon them sleeping with the men that they sleep with, it's not because they're doing anything. It's just because they're available and you can access them
so
easily.
The
However,
quality. It's
the other
not the
time,
quality.
Down the...
It's the quality.
Hmm?
It's not the quality. It's the quality.
No, you don't earn the title of a hoe because you have quality sex. It's because of the quantity, the amount. And most of hoes don't know what the hell they're doing. Like, you don't find out that they're whack until after you do the deed.
Yeah.
Like I said, I could write a thesis statement on sex if I wanted to. I research that shit. I live it, I breathe it. I am sex, okay?
I double dare Lady Steele to write me a thesis statement on
I
fucking
will.
Sex. Sent to my email. I will give you, what's the normal time for a college assignment? 2 weeks. I'll give you 2 weeks from tonight. That shit got to be due in my email inbox.
If I write a statement on sex, it's going to be as thick as the Bible.
Like I said, I want that shit in my inbox in 14 days. You know, I'm calling your bluff. I'm putting you out there, but also
call
I'm
my bluff. Don't you dare!
Yeah.
I have references.
I'm calling
okay.
your bluff. Like I said, and also I got a big surprise for the fans and listeners of Free Game Radio that will be
orgasm.
About 2 weeks.
What is it?
I'm not giving out orgasm. What the hell? No.
You can't even do it.
Excuse me.
As I see, you can't even deliver.
don't even start tonight, all right?
But Society Spiral that I ordered online, it delivers with dual speeds and pulsations and four AA batteries. That's great. I posted a picture on Facebook, too.
Oh, goodness. But also, tonight's show, once again, is dedicated to my homegirl, Diana Portella. We're doing this, today's her birthday, so we're celebrating and living it up. So on behalf of me, everyone at the store, the 2460 Grand Concourse, you know, that's where we all make the met up with her and everything like that. So on behalf of me and everyone over there, Julie and Ashley, we want to say happy birthday, rest in peace, and our hearts go to her family.
Yes, rest in paradise.
We're getting ready to, you know, we're getting ready to wrap stuff up. Of course, we're going to be here tomorrow night at 11 o'clock. Me, Lady Steele, hopefully, Abby, and Tosh DC. People, they get started on pregame radio, then they get involved in other shit, and then they go through X, Y, Z, and everything else, and they kind of forget to come home. You know, but it's all well and good, but we're not only here in the building with us. I believe she's still in the midst of making dinner or whatever she's doing. Well,
I'm here.
Oh, what's the middle of your cousin?
Oh, man, you don't even know it's Monstar up in here. I'm burning up. As a matter of fact, let me walk outside real quick. But I'm listening, y'all. I'm listening. I am making a type of beef, rice, onions, mushrooms. I'm making a whole bunch of just mess.
Oh, man, a whole bunch of stuff I can't even eat right now because, one, I gave a red meat fillet, and two.
I'm saying you could catch a plane. You know.
And two, I'm fasting from 12 midnight to 12 noon, so I can't even eat right now.
Right. What's going on?
Huh?
What was that?
I'm doing that on Flint.
Moment. Let me just take this quick moment to say to anybody that's listening right now, Pregame Radio has a new site, pregameradio.ning.com. Y'all need to go there right now, become a member if you're an artist. Put your stuff up there, videos, music, all that, ASAP. Again, pregameradio.ning.com.
Yeah, shit. And with that, I even got to do the walk promo for the rest of the night. You know, but that's exactly what it is. So check it out. Become a member. Sign up. All, you know, artists, if you got an event coming up, so make a profile, throw it up there. And, of course, we'll evaluate it and approve it and or deny it. If you deny it, we'll let you know what you need to do to come correct. But like I said, tune in to us tomorrow night. My guest to be announced. that's how I'm doing this week because I'm real sporadic. But next week we got Lucky Me and we also have Bugatti Surf who did the 6'7" 6'7" 8' freestyle joint that I played a little while back. Oh, so we're going to have him in the building next week. And we got Lucky Me, like I said, Friday. This is going to be his first interview since him coming home. So we got to find out a lot of stuff he's been up to, what he's been doing, what's in the future, and everything like that. But, of course, follow me on Twitter, Brooklyn Black. Follow the show, pregame_radio. Follow all of the admins at Lady Steele, at Ed Behavior Smoker, at The Real Tasha B, at Dark Ichigo. Of course, Oli, of course, she always holds me, man, Oli, thank you so much. Like a million and five thank yous.
Oh, God, I got you.
Putty Pie, RJ, Young Hover, all the staff, thank you. Big shout out to everyone at MFIR Radio, LB, the boss, Miss New Shoes, Miss Brooklyn. They got their show tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. Of course, I'll be on the check before Freaking Radio starts tomorrow night at 11. Also, gsmedia.biz, btfradio.com, gsdworldwide.com, which is all also other places where you can catch pregame radio. So we out there. And also, we on iTunes. I don't even know how we're there, but we're on there. So download us. Pick up Cashmere's debut album, Take Me Away. That's on iTunes. Of course, check out the Willie B Project. We got more coming from him. Big shout out to St. Lunatics, 30 ENT. ToughWire.com, Melkey's Communications, OTM Enterprises, how can I forget, GSK Geek, Toby Black, RJ Steele, Primo. So it's just a whole lot of stuff going on. And Cleveland Radio's just moving, man, and it really wouldn't be possible was it for you, the fans, bro. So I want to give a big thank you to the fans. And I want to also let you guys know, follow your dreams, chase your dreams, hunt them, stalk them, whatever you got to do to attain them, because I'll tell you like this, Pre-Game Radio just started with an idea and free time, and look where it is now. So just do it and keep going. If they ain't got the power to sign, don't let them tell you you ain't got the power to rob. All right, so keep doing your thing, keep it going, keep it rocking. If you got a little cuddle boo or whatever, please wrap it up. All right, don't be a fool, wrap your two ladies, don't fall for the scam, wrap your clam, all right, protect it. All right, because we want you here for the next one. Don't take the draw, call us here at Pre-Game Radio. Hit me up on Twitter, tell me where you at, I'll get you a cab. Because we want you to be safe, and we want you to pregame with us next week, and the next week after that, and the next week after that, and there were more shows come, the next week after that. Oh, snap, I almost forgot about the contest. We got a contest going down at Pregame Radio.
About what?
I almost forgot to tell the people about the contest. We got
what are you
going
doing?
And I'm giving away a pair of tickets to the Laugh Lounge. They can answer this question, but check it out. Pre-game admins are ineligible. And here's how you enter. You send me a reply via Twitter, @BrooklynBlack. Hashtag, for those who don't know what a hashtag is, pound contest answer. And you put the answer, you send it to me. If it's the first one I get that's correct, you win. I get your information via DM, so of course you got to be following me. But here's the question. Frequent artists and also recently named pre-game approved artists, Johnny Swagger, Freako, Bleak, Capo, Pop, and the rest 1,500 of them niggas, they have formed a faction called TGO. The question is, what does TGO stand for? Like I said, pre-game admins are ineligible because we all know what it is. First person to reply back to me in 24 hours, starting at the end of the show. So you have from 1 a.m. Saturday to 1 a.m. Sunday to come up with this answer. And you get tickets for two to the Laugh Lounge in Manhattan. Go there, get yourself two drinks, sip it up. Laugh, ha, 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 all at the expense of Brooklyn Black and Pre-Game Radio. Sounds easy, right? Sounds easy, of course it does. So, with that being said, Deanna, I hope you enjoyed the show. It by far has been the hardest show I've done because the biggest obstacle was myself and my emotion, but I still pulled it off, and I did it for you because I know if I didn't, you'd kick my ass if you was here, so... I did it. We're almost done. So big shout out to everybody who's a part of it. My heart
goes
out to our family. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, this was the hardest show I've done, but I did it. I pulled it off. So everyone who was down on the check in this event and everybody, it was a part of pregame history, you know. Hopefully I don't have to do another show like that for another fallen friend, but of course, you know, nature is nature, life is life, and it happens. But, God bless everybody. You know what I mean? You know, if you haven't heard from a friend in a while, call them up, tell them what's up, tell them you know you love them because you never know. You may not get the chance again. But big shout out to everybody. And also, we still celebrating big. You know what I mean? We doing the damn thing. But I'm going to let the show ride out with some H-squared. You dig what I'm saying? So we're going to get up out of here. It's looking black. It's old. We get up out of here. Thank you for everybody for checking in. Like I said, don't drink and drive. Be safe. Wrap it up and all that good stuff. We'll be back tomorrow night at 11 o'clock. I already know what it is. It's Pre-Game Radio. Peace out.
Yeah. and rings. I am the prince, I kill the king. BK is where I lay. Put on my block, you have to pay. No contraband upon my land. I'm still the sex up in my hand. Yeah. Hi-ho is how I meet her. Her name is Little Caesar. Cameras for the feature. This cat she wants to see.
Give me money.
Money, money, money. I kill for that money. Yep. Black, white, A-Rab money. Okay. I lay in a bitch, play in a bitch, swim in a bitch,
I'm
jump out there. Bitch.
If you ain't getting money, I guess you wouldn't know how it's true. Be getting screwed, it's the money. Swimming around in them dollars. If you ain't getting money,
money,
I guess you wouldn't know how it's true.
Yo. Money begets money, so comprehend. If you ain't getting money, you won't understand. In my pocket, cash, cabbage. Money multiplying like horny rabbit. Can't swim in it, and I'm sorry for you. Trying to make some money, and I might employ you. Rate I'm going now, I'll be damned, I stop it. Stay saying my name like a trending topic. Drizzy already said it, so I ain't trying to jack this. Foot so big, she could probably sell a bank this. The way these hoes love my pretty face, I could probably sell an empty CD case. Try your best, but won't nobody notice you. I'm fresh up in the booth, like I'm fresh up over a photo shoot. I just want to win, so I'm doing what I want to do. I'm made to succeed, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
In Amsterdam, motor scooters in Aruba. I'm with my royal fam. Flurry on the plane off Henny and that cola. I'm in Jamaica, Hawaii. He say aloha. He's 10 for a beat. Now it's 20 for a feature. Went to school, I paid my way. Got ass for freaky teachers. I'm sipping on the best wine. My Buddha gets me higher. Got ass from supermodels. We crack from the suppliers.
Yeah. busy, get busy, get busy, get busy. Y'all can't fuck with Cashman. Through the whole city, my name ain't 50, but I get busy. Follow me now, it's the king of the town. Been doing it for a while, I can say that now. Keep my watch is fresh, my kicks is fresh. Like Drake told y'all, I am the best. Ride around town, stunting on my other shit. With a bad chick, getting at my baby mama shit. It's the dawn, yes, I'm the bomb. Always roll dolo, chicks upon me, Might find another one when I hit the bar. What can I say, man? Your boy got some. I throw my back on Twitch, it's so easy. She on my lollipop, thinking I'm wheezy. You little niggas ain't nothing to me. Go play with somebody else, y'all can fuck with me. Y'all can't fuck with Cashman. Cashman, 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 Cashman.
Bought my first gold chain with the Rio. OG had the rain.